Very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. I have a couple of questions this morning. First, why did most of the large flightless birds, called ratites, evolve in the southern hemisphere? Rheas live in South America, emus and cassowaries in Australia and New Guinea, and the ostrich in Africa, though the ostrich also occurs north of the equator in Africa. Even the extinct ratites lived in the southern part of the globe. The 12-foot-tall quarter-ton, yes, those numbers are correct, the 12-foot-tall quarter-ton moas lived in New Zealand, and the even bulkier elephant bird in Madagascar. It apparently has something to do with the formation of Gondwana land some 500 million years ago, but then the birds don't show up in the fossil record until about 60 million years ago, leaving a few hundred million years undocumented. So I guess I'll have to leave the answer to the paleoornithologists. Question number two has to do with a more recent observation. Why is one of the main roads leading to an upscale neighborhood in New Bern, North Carolina, called Cassowary Lane? Other streets in the area have bird names, but the names of birds that might be seen in the area, like cardinal or pelican. But cassowary? My guess is that whoever named the streets simply wanted people to say, "What's a cassowary?" So, for those who have driven by and are wondering, the cassowary is, as noted above, a ratite, which is to say, the bird does not have a keel on its sternum, its breastbone. With no keel protruding, there's no place for the flight muscles to be attached. There are three recognized species of cassowaries, living in the forests of Australia and New Guinea. The birds can attain the height of 6 feet and weigh well over 100 pounds. The plumage is coarse and almost like hair in its appearance. The cassowary has no tail and very rudimentary wings. The legs and feet are especially well developed and strong, though, allowing the bird to run very fast and to swim well. And the innermost of the three claws on the feet is dagger-like and up to 5 inches long. These claws can be vicious weapons. The cassowary is shy and retiring on one hand, but bad-tempered on the other. Cassowaries have killed humans by slashing at them with their powerful claws. Unlike any other ratites, the cassowary has a large bony crest on its head, called a casque, spelled C-A-S-Q-U-E. Its function is not entirely understood, though research suggests that it is used to protect the head as the bird is running through the jungle. The head is bare of any feathers, showing blue and red skin. This bird clearly has a reptilian look about the face. Do you recall the scene in the movie Jurassic Park when the computer programmer Dennis encounters an inquisitive dinosaur peering at him around a tree? Well, if you were in the rainforest in New Guinea and a cassowary took an interest in you, the scene would be unnervingly close to that in the movie, at which point it would be advisable to quickly climb the nearest tree. A cassowary is not a bird you want to antagonize in any way.